strangers sitting unseen.
And unseen.
Lord, you've been so very good to me.
Good to me.
I don't know why I'd be without you, G. I dance because I am dancing free. Oh, dance.
Dance like the other day.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. Please like, comment, follow, subscribe, and you can download for free. That way you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. My guest today is gospel recording artist Marcus Jordan. He is from Houston, H-Town, y'all. He is shaking things up in the gospel world right now. He has a hit called single called Dance, and then he has another one just released called Be Okay, which deals with grief. Marcus Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is a delight to have you chit chat with us and give us your backstory today and let the folks know who you are. So let's jump right in, Brother Marcus. Let's find out a little bit more about Marcus Jordan. Now, are you originally from Houston?
Yes, ma'am. I'm born and raised Houston, Texas. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, again, it's H-Town, folks. Now,
yes, ma'am.
What kind of household did you grow up in? Was it like one of those religious households? Well, you got church?
Definitely religious household. My dad was a pastor. My mom was a first lady. So definitely I'm a preacher's kid, PK. You know, shout out to all the PKs out there. You do understand our life without church. But yes, definitely grew up in a religious household. From there, began to play the piano. I told my mom I could play the piano for 3 weeks in a row. She told me, boy, go sit down. The 4th week, I told her, she said, if you can't play the piano, I'm going to whip you right here in church. I played the piano. She started crying. And from there, the rest is history. I started playing for churches. And then from there, I got an opportunity to play at Music World for artists like Solange Knowles. I traveled and toured with her for years. When I was a house keyboardist for Music World Entertainment, at the time, that was kind of like at the height of, you know, when Beyonce was like really huge. So there was a lot going on there. And from that opportunity there, made me want to become an artist, just seeing how things went at Music World. And I began to write music, released my first project in 2018, and then came back in 2021. I had a bout with COVID. I almost lost my life from that. I was in ICU for 2 weeks. Now, when I got out of the hospital, I couldn't really, you know, talk, walk, and things like that. I had to learn how to breathe again. I was came home on like a breathing machine and things like that. And then I penned the lyrics to Calling a Name. And this year, 2023, in February, I hit number one on the Billboard with gospel airplay in the media base, which is my first number one record. And then here we are today with Dance. It just cracked top 30 on Billboard. It's still growing. And then I just released my new single, Be Okay, and it's doing really well. So God has just been faithful. That's all I can say.
That's all you can say. Now, I'm going to backtrack a little bit in case people don't know. When you said that you traveled and played for Music World Entertainment, and you were with Solange Knowles. What people may not know that Music World Entertainment is Solange's dad, Matthew Knowles. That's his company.
Exactly.
That he's formed.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Yeah, then he had gospel artists on there, and he also had mainstream artists as well, right?
Exactly. He had Sunshine Anderson, of course, Destiny's Child. He had some rap artists, Aquadio. It was just a whole host. He had Brian Courtney Wilson, Trinity 5-7. So, yes, he definitely had R&B and gospel artists.
Well, how did you end up with them? I know you said you were playing in the church, right?
Yes, I got a call one day from my friend Joe. I actually started, and I'll tell you, I grew up singing quartet with my mom. My lady that I used to sing with, her husband played bass. He used to play bass for Bilal. And Kim Burse was the creative director for Jennifer Lopez, and she was doing it for Beyonce at the time. She was hosting auditions, and they gave me a call and told me to come down. Hey, man, they're auditioning for house keyboardists for Music World. I went down and I auditioned. Kim told me that they would call me the next day and let me know which way that they was going to go with the, you know, keyboardist position. I got a call the same day saying that I got the position, and I was just like, wow. And then from there, the rest is history. I mean, God is just, I'm just glad that I was a part of that. And another friend that I found out later, that now she has her own company. Nicole Haywood was working there. She was
creating
plastic, and she's in the industry as well. So just, you know, it's just been an amazing journey. As I stated, you know, aforementioned a while back, you know, that God has just been faithful throughout my journey.
I was listening to you. You were talking about your mom and quartet music. What types of music did you listen to growing up, and what kind and who influenced you in your style of music?
Listen, growing up, you know, of course, quartet, and then I love Donny Hathaway. That's kind of like somebody that's really like, I always listen to him. I love him. He plays piano. He can really sing. I love secular music. Kim Burrell is like my favorite singer, like, ever. And then on the quartet side, it was just like Harvey Watkins with the, you know, Candy Spiritual. So just kind of that balance, just listening to that. And I love, you know, just jazz music. I really love jazz. Kind of, some people say they hear like when I play the piano, but I want to continue to get, you know, trained, you know, in that regard, in regards to education and just learning theory, which I know it, but it's nothing like being educated in it, because it helps you flow the better, because you know what you're playing and you know the ins and the outs. But definitely people like Kim Burrell, Dorinda Clark, the Clark sisters, I love them. So just a lot of different people have influenced my music. Marvin Winans, the Winans, I mean, just a lot of different great artists that have been instrumental in me just, you know, want to be and aspire to be what they are.
So when you were around listening to all these folks and had all these influences, but I picked up something there. So you didn't have any like major like formal training in music at the time that you got into it. Is that right?
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. Just give straight from God. My music teacher found out that I could, Miss Wanda Davis, when I was in high school, I had to take piano as an elective, and when she found out that I could really play, she made me learn theory, which I'm grateful for, and I've learned to read music from there. But other than that, that was it. It's just all God gave.
Is there any other thing that you had desired that you wanted to do besides music?
Play football. I started out, my mom started me off at Little League, but the music took over, and I'm not going to lie to you, when I got to high school, and I started making money real good. We were playing for churches. I'm getting like $400 or $500. So I just kind of gave football up. But now, you know, now that I look back at it in hindsight, I'm like, man, I should have kept up with football. I could be a millionaire if I retired. Then it would help me invest in my music. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of my only regret. Like, I should have just kept up with football, because I'm kind of big and stocky, as my mama says. So I couldn't.
That's a Southern thing. Yeah, that's a Southern way to say stuff, right? He kind of big and stocky.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so other than music, you're saying that if you weren't doing music, you would have loved to have been able to have the opportunity to play football.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
So when did you, okay, you said your debut album was in 2018. Was that like your first record deal, or did you get a record deal, or did you release it independently?
I released it independently. That was my first full-length album that I released independently. And I had a song on there that I charted on Billboard, I think at number 58, and from there, then I continued to release singles. But that was my first full-length album. It was entitled I Will Bless the Lord.
No, I Will Bless the Lord. Okay. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Now, with that project, then you rolled into, you said you had a hit in 2021?
Yes, ma'am. I gave title Call on the Name.
Call on the Name. And then you followed that up with, was that the album?
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. An album.
And what was the featured single on that one?
Call on the Name.
Self-titled. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And now here we are with two hits from this year. You have your dance hit and then Be Okay. Now, why would you do the dance? Because it's a dance song now.
Dance is a high-energy song. I mean, it was summertime, and it was just time to come up with something. And then I went to a concert, and that's what really kind of shifted my perspective. People want to have a good time. It was a secular concert. I love Jill Scott. I went to her concert, and just seeing people just up dancing and moving around. And, you know, sometimes you hear the church saying, well, you know, y'all don't go to a Beyonce concert and pack it out, but then you'll come to church, and you know, just, you know, when it comes to church, you don't want to come. And it's not that people don't want to come. when they come, they expect to have a good time. They don't want, you know, anything to hold them down. They want to be free. They want liberty. And people want to just get up and dance. And I, you know, God gave me the song. I penned it, and then I tested it out on people. And they were up dancing, and we having a great time. And I was just like, yeah, this is a great song. And people have just been enjoying it. Some people say I work out to it. Some people say it's like when I'm in traffic, it keeps me, you know, keeps my mind, you know, focused and things like this. So it's just been, you know, a great song. And I love singing it and performing it and getting people to get up and dance, because people love dancing. People love Zydecoin. I mean, they love to dance. I mean, so this song, I felt this was appropriate, especially for summertime. And, you know, even going into the fall, you can have a good time while you're shopping, doing whatever you're doing. You can just put it all on before you know it. Your shoulders will get to moving, your hands will get to moving, your feet will get to moving. So
you feel that Holy Spirit and you get to moving. Move those feet, move right. Those legs, move those arms. You know what? And we church folks, we need to do some more exercise, don't we?
Yes, ma'am. Including myself.
You said, Marcus, you say including me, huh?
yes, ma'am.
And then you have Be Okay. You know, it's a stark difference between dance and then Be Okay. So how did Be Okay come about, the current release?
Be Okay came about, I was on the phone. We were on a conference call with my team and my radio promoter. Shout out to him. He's super amazing. And he was just telling me that he was talking to another friend that's in the business, and they was at a funeral, a homegoing celebration, and the lady had mentioned to him that no artist has really wrote a song in regards to grief. And that, you know, for funeral settings, you know, you can have high energy songs, but it needs to be appropriate to kind of help, you know, foster an environment that shows the family that we care and that we're leading our focus back to God to help us all get through grief, because he's the only one that can help us get through grief. And I went to the keyboard during the conference call. I got off the call and went to the keyboard and wrote the song. And I'm not going to lie to you, I released it, and the feedback has been nothing short of amazing. It's just been amazing. People have been crying, sharing the video, comments. The comments have really just blessed me. And people will let you know of the feedback on people. I was reading a comment last night. They were comprising the video, and they were saying that I see a stellar Grammy and greater things going to happen coming from this song right here. And it's just been amazing. So I'm super excited about it. They're trying to get news media coverage for it now. They were telling me we're working on CNN and those type of things, because they feel, the team feels that this song is just that huge. So just to even hear you people say that, those type of things, it just kind of, for me, suggests that it's really a hit. And I didn't even write it for that. I just wrote it to comfort people, because I lost my dad and I lost my brother. And in 2017, my brother, he was murdered. So, you know, we still have to process that and deal with that. And, you know, my mom, it stress almost killed her behind that, because that was my baby brother. So it's just kind of like, you know, then I was at work and they called me and said my dad had transitioned from dementia and heart hypertension. So, you know, I miss my dad. I had a great dad, you know, a super great dad. I was telling a friend the other day, you know, when I go through hard things or when I needed money, I didn't have to worry about calling anybody else. I can call my dad and he'll be like, where you at? I'm coming to you. So I miss that, you know.
Yeah, I know. Off mic, we were talking about that song, Be Okay. And then I was sharing with you how also in 2017 that we lost my nephew. His name was Kendrick. And so I can identify with that, and it would have been great to have a song like Be Okay to minister to the people and to the family at that time. So I can appreciate it, and thank you for releasing, you know, following the Holy Spirit and writing, producing, and releasing that. Now, speaking of Holy Spirit, and we're going to jump into your testimony of healing. You spoke briefly about it earlier in our conversation. You have a great testimony to share. You just went right through it. But I want you to tell the folks what you went through and during the COVID-19 era. And we still are not done with it. But you really have a testimony coming out of that.
Yes, ma'am. January 8th of 2021, I was diagnosed with COVID-19. I was at home. I'm not a sickly person. I was at home. Just couldn't breathe. Wasn't feeling good. And then, you know, just started feeling really bad. I fell. And my wife called the doctor, let her know what was going on. And he told her to get me to the hospital immediately. They got me there. From there, I don't really remember too much after that. I just remember when I did come to, they said I had been in ICU for a week. So on the second week I was coming to, just trying to figure out what was going on. And I was on a breathing, I guess, ventilator, things like that. And just, I went through it was, I couldn't walk. I was very, very weak. They were telling my mom was, about a week ago, my mom said, "Boy, I thought I lost you." You know, they were just saying that I wasn't responding and things like that. But, you know, God brought me through that. And it just, you know, I just thank God for his faithfulness, because, again, I've never been a sickly type of person. So I didn't know why I had to catch COVID. But, you know, God knows the plans and the purpose that he has for my life. And I had to go through that. And I'm glad to testify today to say that God brought me through that. So I can now testify that he'll bring you through sickness. You know, he'll bring you through a near-death experience. So, you know, that's why I serve and praise him, because he's a faithful God.
Amen. Amen. So we thank you for sharing that testimony of faith and healing. So what is next for you? What do you think you're going to be jumping off into?
I'm ready to continue. I'm already traveling. The calendar is filled with bookings. I've been traveling, going in and out of the, you know, I'm just traveling around the country, literally. But I'm ready to do my own tour. I'm singing at different churches. I'll be in Baltimore here soon. I know I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, about 2 or 3 days. So I'm just traveling around, but I want to do my own tour. That's kind of like my next thing.
That's your next big thing or desire, which is you want God to put together for you.
Yes, and I think with the help of Miss Lynn Woods, it's going to come to pass.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before you go, I have a couple more things, though. I just thought about this. I'm always interested in finding out kind of folks that, you know, who you have on your playlist that you're listening to. Who are you listening to?
I'm listening to Kiara Shear. I'm listening to Pastor Mike Jr. I'm listening to Zacordi Cortez, the Clark Sisters. And of course, you know, Quartet, I still listen to Lee Williams, Doc McKenzie. I love Doc McKenzie. Chappelle McFadden. So yes, it's well rounded. Then I got a little hip hop in there, so I like Armstrong. So yes, Lecrae.
So you well rounded.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotta be.
I'm a creator.
Amen. Any words of encouragement, Marcus Jordan, to aspiring artists out there, folks that are trying to make it. They know God has called them to do this, and they just need a little bit of encouragement.
I'm glad you asked that. Today, this morning, I have been blessed with a powerful testimony of a friend, and I won't get into it. But my encouraging words to anybody that will listen to this and hear this: don't get weary in well doing. In due season, you will reap if you faint not. God is faithful. You should hear it in my tone. God is faithful. He will open up the door in the perfect time, and in his proper time, at the right time, God will do it for you. He will bring your dreams, and he'll allow them to be a reality. Trust me. I went from just singing at small churches, now I'm getting called to sing all over the world, and I hit number one on Billboard Gospel Airplay and Media Base. And now I have another single that charted. So God is faithful. So I just want to tell anybody, trust God with your plans and your dreams, and he'll make it happen. Don't give up. Don't be weary in well doing. In due season, you will reap if you faint not. That means if you don't give up, don't throw in the towel. Keep going. Keep persevering, and God will open that door for you.
Amen. Keep moving. Keep pushing forward. Keep trusting and staying in your faith. And I want to thank you for joining us. But tell us, where can
thank
people
you
couldn't? Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Would your mama call you big and stocky?
Yes, ma'am.
So where can people connect with you, and where can they find your music?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Marcus Jordan. I would love to connect with you. I do follow and like and comment back. And my music is available on all digital outlets.
All right, then, Marcus Jordan, big and stocky. Thank you so much, darling. Appreciate you today. You take care now. Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you, friends, for joining us once again. Make sure that you subscribe right now to this show so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring content. Now, if you'd like to reach me, Lynn Woods, you want to connect with me, you can find me on X, which is formerly Twitter, at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram or TikTok at Lynn Woods 96, or Facebook and LinkedIn at Lynn, LIN, last name Woods, WOODS. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. Until next time, I'm Lynn, and we're going to be led on out by Marcus Jordan with Be Okay. You know what, folks? It's going to be okay. God bless.
Listen, God will make it all.